As an ice cream lover, vanilla is one of those flavors that's just always going to hit the spot. It's comforting and nostalgic, and it goes well with whatever mood I'm in. But sometimes vanilla can be a little boring, if you catch my drift. Sometimes I'm in the mood for chocolate or cookie dough or maybe something wacky, like pistachio if I'm feeling frisky. Whether it's a midnight snack or an afternoon delight, my friends at adamandeve.com can get you the right flavor for whatever mood you're in. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. But that's not all. When you select your one free item, you'll also get a free kit that includes an item for him, something special for her, and something we know you'll both enjoy. They offer discreet shipping as your privacy is a priority, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on your entire order. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item. Just enter offer code Abby, A-B-B-Y, at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby, code Abby.
Get it? The Burt Show.
And now, it's a very special entertainment buzz.
For over a decade, she's covered thousands of Hollywood headlines. She's about to pass the entertainment torch. It's Kristen's last entertainment buzz.
What's trending now?
Go!
Kristen knows. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
Let's do this, people!
Well, before we even do that, Kristen.
What?
Cass?
Because we want to celebrate over a decade on The Burt Show and many years before that of doing entertainment reporting. We got you something a little special.
Okay.
It's the most corporate gift of all time. It is a cake with your face on it.
There it is, Chris.
Wow.
Oh, and you spelled my name right.
Yes, I triple checked to make sure.
Describe exactly what the cake looks like, please.
It is the, like, when you go to theburtshow.com and you want to find out more about the stories, you click on Entertainment Buzz. It is essentially the button for the Entertainment Buzz. So there's me with my giant open mouth smile.
Beautiful.
So excited. And yeah, The Burt Show celebrating over a decade of Entertainment Buzz. Kristen Klingsher.
And I couldn't remember for sure, but I think I remembered you saying you liked butter pecan.
I do.
That's what flavor it is.
Oh, it's an ice cream cake?
It's an ice cream cake.
Yay. Only the best.
Yeah.
I wondered why it was so cold.
Yeah.
And there's more.
Yeah, there is more.
Shut up.
We got you an ice cream cake, but we got you something cooler. Presenting
the first.
What is happening?
Ever.
Yes.
And only ever. Entertainment reporter of the decade award.
Hey.
To Kristen Klingsher.
Look at that.
Well done. Bravo, bravo, but not really. Pass it on.
Speech.
All the celebrities that have done so many stupid things over the past decade that have given me things to talk about. No, seriously, guys, this is so sweet. Holy cow.
You've done so much for this show.
Thank
whether
you.
It's going on junkets, embarrassing yourself in front of celebs, getting hung up by Adam Levine.
Yes.
You know, our awesome trips to Vegas and LA for the BBMAs and the American Music Awards.
Aww.
Like, you have been such a cornerstone on this show in terms of keeping everyone updated on what's going on in the entertainment world. There's no way we could let the passing of the torch happen without proper recognition.
Oh, we're crying.
I wanted a banner to hang up on the rack.
We couldn't afford that.
Oh, you guys are so sweet. Thank you so much. Seriously, Abby, you're going to absolutely crush it. It is, well, like, it is bittersweet, but I am very excited to pass this on to Abby so I can focus on some other things on the show. It's been a blast covering Entertainment Buzz, and there are some that, you know, stick with you. There have been some celebrities near and dear to our hearts who have passed away over the years that we've reported on. I mean, the stories have run the gamut. So it's been a joy and a privilege to do Entertainment Buzz. Mama's tired. She's passing it on Abby.
Now I know what I'm working towards. An ice cream cake and a stunning. That is beautiful.
Right?
It's so sparkly.
WTF, this is going on the mantle.
It is legit.
It is legit. If only I had one. Okay, so let's do our last Entertainment Buzz report from moi. Houston native Megan Thee Stallion threw out the first pitch for the Astros opening day game. She goes out there. She's big smile on her face. She's having a blast. She's looking great. However, somebody neglected to tell her which way to face when she got out there. So she faced the outfield.
She was going to throw the ball to second base?
She walked out to the mound, got up on the mound, faced the outfield, and looked at somebody and said, who am I throwing to?
No way.
She did.
As we get set for the opening pitch to be thrown out by Houston's own Megan Thee Stallion. Megan Thee Stallion is being told the pitch clock, which is something that we're going to see this year, is now running. She was practicing beneath the stadium just a few minutes ago and was throwing strikes. So here we go as she gets set to throw.
Are you being serious?
Yeah, no, I'm dead serious.
She walked out. Watched a baseball game before?
She walked out, walked up to the mound, was facing the outfield, and she literally goes, "Who am I throwing to?"
That's got
to
be a publicity stunt, right?
Dude, watch the video.
Seriously?
I don't think
that
it is.
That is hard to believe that you could do that.
I do not think it is.
They should have let her throw to second base.
Couldn't have been any worse than, was it 50?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh,
yeah.
That's the
50
worst.
Threw to the parking lot.
Dude, Mariah Carey's was really bad,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
All right, so I love this video. The strength coach for Texas Christian University is going viral for a speech he gave his players about consent. So Aaron Hodges posted this on Instagram, posted the video with the caption, "Educating our guys on being a consenting adult and sexual harassment. Every man needs to hear this. Let's be proactive in the fight." And this is what he told his guys.
Let's finish on this. Consent. Remember we went over consent?
Deserves it.
Good. You're with a young lady. She has to consent to every act. So if you were in the car with her and something went down in the car, that does not mean that something has to go down at the apartment. If y'all did something in the car, that does not mean something else has to happen. That next day, you cannot assume that it is okay to send a dick or something like that. If you're in study hall and a trackster walks by you and she's got tights on and she's going to study, you can fucking say, "Look at that fat." That's fucking harassment. She has every right to turn around and press charge against you. If you're not quite sure what to say, picture it being your little sister or your mother. And they shut what you call the f*** up. Are we f***ing clear?
I like that.
I
like
know,
that.
Right?
Yes,
this
sir.
Is Texas Christian University? Uh-huh. It is TCU. Noted. All right. That's your entertainment.
That's
fun.
It.
That's it.
If you want some more stories, head to thebertshow.com. I'll see y'all next Monday.
Yep, next.
Get it. The Bert Show.